Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Let's do an intro, will we?
Fucking yeah.
How you doing, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Stale episode. Oh shit, this is a
just
bonus.
A bonus.
This is
episode.
A bonus. Oh, you lost, I really the wanted
money.
To do it. I wanted to do it, man.
No,
we'll have to do an hour bonus then. That suit is a black pause, not. Yeah, welcome to another bonus episode of Stale, where we answer your questions that you send in. All the good ones, all the juicy ones, all the queries you have in life.
Nice.
Is that good?
Yeah. You really stretched it out. It was nice.
Sometimes
you bought us some time there.
I sold it, like. Mm-hmm. Sold it well.
That's 17 minutes. We're done.
Nice.
See you later.
That was a great intro.
Mind yourself. And Owen is still not here.
So sorry.
No point being sorry.
But I promise the listeners, Owen will be back next week.
He's on his holidays.
Yeah.
That long?
3 weeks? Oh man, I'd love to have a job. I'd love to have a normal job where you could just take a holiday and do nothing.
Yeah.
And still get paid.
I wouldn't.
Would you not?
No.
You like?
I like being surprised by what I'm going to do next.
Yeah. But you can have that.
Can you do
well?
This and maybe post it in like 72 hours? Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, are you around? Are you doing that? I want to have to go to Lidl and do a fucking croissant. Gotta talk about croissants. Yeah, no, but alright, grand, yeah, sound. See you there, right?
It was a great little insight to the work.
It's kind of not like that, but that's just more of a
heightened,
a little bit, but with less of the accents, more just like, yeah. Alright, man, what's the crack?
Are you around?
You're around, like.
Would you be followed?
That is what it's like, though.
If you were offered they wanted to follow you around for a documentary about the life of Ireland's leading and possibly tallest influencer.
Tallest?
Yeah, I'd say you are.
He's taller than me.
Who is?
I'm taller.
You're taller than Darren?
Than Darren.
Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Stand up there.
There we go. Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And you should see me, fee.
You know what they say.
Do you know what they what do they say?
You tell me.
The first question in, lads.
Oh.
Your favourite scene and one-liner
from
Father Ted.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh.
I don't know if it's my favourite scene, but my favourite one-liner is, those are fake hands. That'd be one of them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There's so many. Wait a minute. Those are fake hands. Is that a one-liner?
Yeah.
Yeah. One-liner, I don't know if it's a one-liner, but where Graham Norton goes, I'm only messing, I'm not even writing your name. Oh, what's he?
He's like, oh, what's he saying?
Like, you're going on my naughty list, I'm not getting you any presents for Christmas.
He says,
I'm only messing.
No, he says, right, you're going on my list of enemies. And he's like that, and he just goes, only messing, look at Reedero. I really like Tony.
I really like Tony. That's
Norton,
the one.
Norton is so good in it, isn't
yeah,
he?
He's very quotable.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love that one where just, you'd make it. You know, your man is like, ha, and where's the, ha,
and say anything.
And he goes, I have to use the, where's your old, and Ted's like, the old, ha, is upstairs and to the left.
I love it as well, the line. Go on.
And where's Tony Lynch off to? Probably to get some heroin.
I don't want the parachute.
Give it to him. And here's Tony's parents at the funeral. Why, gee, Tony? Tony was her only son.
He's brilliant. Isn't he?
If you like that film Alive, you know where these all start eating each other. And nom, 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 nom. And there's Tony's parents at the funeral. Why, gee, Tony? Tony was her only son.
They say it's Ireland's biggest lingerie section.
There's so many.
Yeah.
We didn't say our favourite episode, though.
Oh, sorry, your favourite. That wasn't asked, but what is your favourite episode?
If it wasn't asked, we go to the next one.
But now
so that's the whole idea.
Just the one line I was
now that you've anything. Shoehorned it in, we better deal with it. What is your favourite episode?
I really like the one where they're on the aeroplane.
Oh, not the lingerie one.
The lingerie one. Yeah, the Christmas is.
Yeah. Do you not like the aeroplane one?
Yeah, I like the aeroplane one.
You have
well.
Used one roll of sticky tape. God bless you.
Yeah.
1 inch, is it? You've used 1 inch of sticky tape. God bless you.
And he's stuck to the wheel. Oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, I must watch it again.
Or the fucking Brendan Grace one is brilliant.
Yeah.
Even the Sister of Sumter.
The milkman.
Pat Mustard.
Pat Mustard and the... Yeah, and fuck it.
Yeah, there's not one bad one.
No.
There's not one bad one.
It's true.
You could stick on any episode of fucking Father Ted and you'd be and there's like enjoy laughing.
Many episodes? There's like 16 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, it's only 2 seasons. If even 16 episodes, it might only be...
But it's all killer, no filler. Wow. Like, yeah, it's just... And wouldn't you rather have two sublime series than...
I wonder how long it would have lasted if it kept going. If like
they wouldn't make it now. They wouldn't get away with it.
They wouldn't get away with it, like the I Heard You're a Racist Now, that episode, would they? With the piece of dirt on the window and he's doing Hitler.
Yeah. It's not racist, like it's just the joke is
on them, like.
No, I think it would have been fucking... I think you could... They had the musical. The musical's written. The music is written. Like, yeah. They're just sitting on it because of the Graham Linehan shit.
Mm.
I'd love to see that musical.
Like a Book of Mormon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Father Ted. Yeah,
that would be amazing.
It's brilliant. I'd say it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, maybe one day.
Definitely one day. Definitely one day.
Glenn from Palmerstown, again, was listening to a recent episode there. And can I ask you something, Joe McGuckin?
Yeah.
Do you actually genuinely love chaos? It seems that you love chaos. Always complaining. You went on holiday to Disneyland. You didn't have a good time. You're the type, Joe, that when everyone is waiting on their flight to go abroad, and when you hear the flight is delayed, you'll be only one celebrating. Smiley face, smiley face. Do you like chaos, Joe?
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
It just follows me. Chaos just follows me. I don't want chaos, and yet so much chaos. I always say I'm the least luckiest person that I know. Like, shit happens to me, and it just doesn't happen to what happens.
There's one constant factor, though, in all these things. It's you.
But, yeah.
So,
is it a you thing?
Come on now, Joe.
I know. I understand I'm the common denominator, but it's things that are out of my control that happen to me. And you're like, how the fuck does this shit happen to me? All the time. Like, relentlessly. There's never, like, 2 weeks where it's smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Where everything just goes nicely.
Just normality doesn't happen.
Like, someone's always angry at me. I've always done something wrong, or something's happening, or... There's never smooth sailing.
Who's angry at you at the moment? Can you say?
There's emails coming in, and there's... The stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, and didn't I get me scooter robbed? We can talk about that in the main.
Oh, we'll talk about that in the main, yeah. Oh, dear.
Like, that happened. My bike before that got robbed. My bike before that. Somebody locked their bike to my bike. And then before that,
his bike was robbed.
My bike was robbed. And it's just like constantly just.
That was to do with a bike or a scooter or a delivery of a TMU package that.
Or Disneyland.
Doesn't send a projector, but just sends like a bed sheet.
I mean, Disneyland is shit. I think anyone who says, oh, I had a great time at Disneyland, does something, they're a child, or...
They've been told to say that.
If they are an adult, I wouldn't want to spend much time in that company.
Yeah. Here would I.
Disney adults, isn't it? Those grown-ass people that go to Disney. It's weird.
Maura watches them on TikTok because they're so weird. Like, they're adults... When you're in Disneyland and you see two people and they're fucking standing in front of you at the parade or something, you're like, you're not a child. This is not for you.
Yeah.
Go to fucking Salou or go to Port Aventura.
Yeah, go on a bleeding Spain, like.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
Go to Tenerife.
Wouldn't be me and Amy anyway. If we had the chance, wouldn't bother.
Huh.
Or fucking, I'd be all over that.
Yeah.
Look, it's Captain America.
I think...
So do you love chaos?
Do I love chaos?
Do you get bored if things aren't chaotic? If it's a little bit of turbulence?
I don't know.
I think my sense of view is that you look for a little bit of, you're looking for trouble.
All the time.
That you enjoy the, you know, yeah, fuck this.
Or it'd be the opposite.
Maybe I'll like it.
I'll try and avoid like chaos as much as possible.
Yeah. Be boring otherwise.
I just, that's just how it is. I've never, it's just how my life is.
Chaos finds me all the time as well.
Does it?
I don't project it though.
I take responsibility for my actions.
I just take it on board and just go, okay, we'll deal with this in 10 years when I go off the head.
I'm going to repress this. Sweep it under the carpet. Okay, so that is it. The answer is chaos follows Joe. Hey lads, love the pod. Tried a buzz ball over the weekend. Oh, this is going to run for a while. Lethal, absolutely lethal, but the missus hasn't spoken to me since. We did warn you.
Yeah.
We did say that. I'd do that to you.
It's like pressing the button on life. Like it's going to take you places.
There's no go back.
And you mightn't like where you end up. We did give you a warning.
These fucking buzz balls are getting a mad shout out.
Anyways, if given the choice, would you rather... If given the choice, would you rather marry into the British royal family or a Mexican drug cartel? Oh. Derek Andrada.
The latter.
This ties into my chaos theory.
Yeah.
Fucking.
The British royal family and all that goes with it, or a Mexican drug cartel?
You'd have more privacy if you were part of a Mexican drug cartel, but you would have the luxury of being filthy rich.
In both.
In both, yeah, but if you're...
The Mexican drug cartel will probably just give you a little wage.
I would love to marry into the royal family and then just cause...
Chaos.
Cause chaos from within. And like spill the beans and just make up lies and just destroy them. Destroy them.
Leak everything to the papers.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
I'd have everything.
The sun on speed dial. I have another one for you. I get this. Prince Andrew.
It's just everything they already know. Do you know Prince Andrew? Do you see that interview with the sweat?
Do you know who I haven't seen much? Princess Diana. I'll leave that with you.
Ah, she was one of the good ones.
Yeah. People's princess.
Was she? I don't know. She came across well.
She was well liked.
I'd go with... I remember my ma crying when she died.
No.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
The world lost its fucking mind.
Yeah, I know.
Collectively.
I wouldn't say like crying like uncontrollably. I remember shedding a tear.
Yeah.
I was only a very small fella.
You?
No, I was only bleeding. I don't know, fucking 10 or something. I don't fucking know.
I don't know if people were crying because of Princess Diana or if people were crying because Elton John wrote Candle in the Wind.
Could have been.
You just had to listen to that song and you cry.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that you lived your life like a candle in the wind. It's a very emotional song.
It is.
I mean, I'm sure there's people out there crying now listening to our
rendition.
Yeah.
Probably
so
not.
You're both choosing the royal family?
Oh no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the Mexicans.
You're putting your life on the line.
I love Scarface, man. I know Scarface is a Mexican, but like it's close. Is it? Cuban? Yeah. Close-ish.
Yeah.
Bleh.
Yeah. Mexico is in a really bad place right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
like 29 people that ran for election were killed. It's like if you run, it's just the cartel running Mexico now. It's insane. It's insane. And no one's talking about it. No one's fucking talking about it.
Where Darren could go in.
I'll let you know.
And
I'll just infiltrate.
Infiltrate, yeah.
Yeah. What would you do on the inside?
I'd just be like, so love your daughter and all, but like, where's the drugs at?
Where's that package going? Do you want me to drop it off for you?
And what are you putting them into? All them teddy bears, they're in the... Oh. All the drugs are in teddy bears.
And then you're going to rat them? Rat them out?
Well, like I'll leak little bits here and there on Twitter.
What if you
under a Bonner account.
What if someone found your phone?
Or just say...
Darren, why you tell everyone on Twitter that you marry my daughter and now I kill you
because
you...
What is that? What the fuck is that accent?
I'm struggling here. Andale, Mexico, why you with
me? Nah, I'd just say,
hey, Bannon.
I'd just say, try it in your own way.
So you're going cartel, you're going royal.
I'm
going
to go royal family. Yeah.
But with the intentions of leaking some shit.
I would want to be like a royal, I'd want a crown. Mm-hmm. I'd want to wear really fancy clothes. Like the royals now, they just wear suits.
Yeah.
Like they go to Tiffany's and they're just like,
Tiffany's, do
give
they?
Me a black tie. I want the King Henry era of royalty.
With a big cloak.
A massive big 40 cloak.
And like, matching four on the crown.
Real four from
real rich
Siberian
red.
Tiger.
Royal blue or rich red?
Ah, rich red. I don't like pure sandy. British. Pure British.
Pure British. Like, yeah. Ooh. I couldn't picture you like that.
No.
No.
I'd have like a, what do you got, like a stick?
A cane. Big cane with...
Not even a cane, because it doesn't touch the ground. It's just like a cistern or a lantern.
A scepter, is it, or something?
Scepter. Like, yeah. A scepter. Like out of the Ninja Turtles movie.
I don't get that one, that reference.
There was a scepter that...
What's that?
Sent people, a magic scepter that sent people to a different land. Or you could create a portal with it.
You'd be able to go to all the football matches at Wembley. FA Cup final or not?
What was the thing?
Would it be
the
worth
X Factor?
It?
Oh, the X Factor. Oh, Britain's Got Talent. At the end of it then.
They'd be doing the Royal Variety.
I want to go to the Royal Variety show and not clap for any of the acts. Look on.
In the Royal Box, just giving the wanking sign.
And then when someone that's in there that's
you
Irish.
You suck!
Yeah.
They're just like.
Yeah. What the fucking rah?
Heckling the comedians, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Limmy? Honk if Thatcher's dead. It's just a load of duck songs.
Oh, I love it.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
So good. That's it, lads. That's the questions for this week.
Ah, uh-huh. That's nice.
Ah, brilliant. I hope they're happy with that because, nah, I don't really care.
You fucked them.
I know.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you. If you have any questions, more. Send them in to starla@goloudnow.com.
Darren, you okay?
That's after going down the wrong way.
Oh shit, don't die before you holiday.
give us an outro first before you die, will you?
Thanks very much for listening. If you like that, send them into the email, as Joe said.
Darren's after dying now. And it seems to me that you live your life like a podcast in the wind. That's where I'll sing at you, if you know.
Honk if Darren's dead.